I would say it could be probably 4 feet or so. It's definitely come up from the last time we were there.
Standing on a wall made of sandbags, Dan Music looks at the front yard of his Lemon Valley home. He spent the last several weeks living with his in-laws in California. The water is still too deep to get close to his house. He points to a plywood door on the side of his house to show how high the water was the last time he visited.
Well, before, when we left, the water was right at the bottom. Now it looks like it's up there at least close to a foot, which means it's obviously inside the house.
The house has been in Music's family since the 1970s. He and his wife had recently remodeled the interior and had plans to start on the exterior soon. Music says his family tried placing sandbags to stop the flow of water coming over from Swan Lake, which lies just across the street, but the water came too fast.
It was going to be our retirement place, and we've been planning and looking forward to this for a number of years, as you can imagine. Now this flood has kind of ruined our plans there. Looks like we've got a total loss on our hands. We've got to regroup and totally start over.
Music's neighbor, Linda Wall, says about 2 feet of water filled her property before officials from the Nevada Division of Forestry built a 4-foot-tall sandbag barrier and began pumping water out of her yard. Her house is raised a little higher than her neighbor's and has so far avoided the worst of the flooding. But the water in the lake continues to rise, threatening her property.
What's going to happen next winter? What's going to happen in the very near future? We can't live here. I don't want to live in the lake.
Last month, officials installed a 5-mile temporary barrier along several low-lying portions of Swan Lake and began pumping water off of flooded properties. But resident Ann Barney says the barrier has actually diverted more water onto her land north of the lake.
Those of us who happen to be unlucky enough to not be in an area that they considered easy to protect are just left out there to flood.
Barney, along with other residents, blame the flooding on development, which she says sends more drainage down the hill and into the basin.
The water that's on those lands that have been raised up and developed will then be added to Swan Lake and make the water on my property go up even more.
My professional opinion is development is not to blame for the flooding that has occurred out in Swan Lake.
That's Dave Solaro with the Washoe County Community Services Department. He says this year's flooding is actually a result of a series of storms that have been occurring since October. While the cause may be up for debate, Solaro says the real issue now is getting funding for a long-term flood mitigation plan. He says the county doesn't have the money for a project in Lemon Valley and would need to obtain federal dollars.
The federal government won't even contemplate a project unless the cost-benefit ratio is at least a 1. So what that means is the amount of money you spend is the amount of money in one storm that you're going to mitigate. So if this is a $100 million project, the damage that we're going to mitigate is $100 million in one storm.
But that line doesn't sit well with Ann Barney.
Cost versus benefit ratios, it's going to cost them more than they think we're worth.
The city of Reno is also in the mix because it has been annexing property in Lemon Valley over recent years, making it unclear as to who is responsible for damages. But it may be another 5 or 6 months before local officials come to residents with long-term plans. But some residents, like Dan Music, want answers now. They're calling for a buyout so they can move on.
We're hoping for compensation so we can take whatever we get out of this and buy another home.
And if that doesn't happen, Music says the community is prepared to take legal action.
People are already talking about class action lawsuits, and I don't really want to get into that, but if push comes to shove, you know, we do what we have to do.
The Washoe County Commission met earlier today, and Reno City Council meets Thursday. But both lack specific agenda items concerning the ongoing flooding in Lemon Valley. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick.